everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Welcome to It's Time for More Injury Funding, the podcast for all who want to learn about legal funding and its significance in personal injury, civil litigation, workers' compensation, product liability, medical malpractice, and many other types of law practice domains. I'm your host, Laura, founder and CEO of More Injury Funding, the legal funding counselors with passion for law, medicine, legal funding, and heart for all suffering individuals. More Injury Funding is a sponsor, member, associate, or business partner of Georgia Trial Lawyers Association, Academy of Truck Accident Attorneys, this podcast, Sandy Springs Bar Association, Georgia Association of Paralegals, Atlanta Legal Aid Society, State Bar of Georgia, Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as well. In today's episode, I have a very special guest, attorney Madeline Simmons with Stuart Miller Simmons Trial Attorneys with an office in Atlanta, Georgia. Attorney Simmons is the current 2023-2024 president of the GTLA. At the end of this episode, I'll have a fun pop-up question for Madeline, so stay tuned in. Madeline, welcome to It's Time for More Injury Funding Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. I look forward to visiting with you today about personal injury, Georgia Trial Lawyers Association, and all things legal profession in Georgia.
Wonderful. And congratulations again for being elected president of GTLA.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a fantastic year. We're getting towards the end of the year for my presidency, but it's been a true honor to serve the organization, especially when I'm so passionate about what we all do for our clients.
And truly, what an honor and joy to be having you on my podcast today. Let's start our conversation with you providing an overview of the Georgia Trial Lawyers Association's initiatives and how they are working to improve the legal system in Georgia.
So the Georgia Trial Lawyers Association is made up of about 2,000 lawyers in the state of Georgia, all of which are committed to serving injured or damaged plaintiffs, not representing corporations, and ensuring that our clients and the citizens of Georgia have access to civil justice in our courtrooms. And so what GTLA does through our membership is we provide educational resources to our members. We have a very active legislative and lobbying team that provides a service to our members in that they are constantly working to ensure that our legislature keeps the Seventh Amendment and the right to a civil jury trial intact. And we have networking opportunities, which of course can lead to business development by learning and meeting other lawyers that can potentially help you or work with you on cases or send you cases.
That's fantastic. Now, how have the GTLA initiatives impacted the practice or impact still the practice of trial law in the state of Georgia?
Being involved with GTLA, simply put, makes a plaintiff's lawyer a better lawyer. We're surrounded by lawyers of all different backgrounds and experience levels, but we're all committed to the same practice of law. So we have what we call an email listserv that allows folks to ask other plaintiff's lawyers questions, advice, input, go by drafts of briefs or pleadings. And most of the time, there is going to be a lawyer in GTLA that has dealt with an issue that you may be facing. And so being able to have that resource to have somebody that says, oh, I've had that issue in that case, or I've dealt with that at trial, or I've had that in front of that judge, makes you a better lawyer because you are learning from others and you're constantly continuing to practice at a very high level. And with the educational resources that we provide, you're continuing to always know what is the latest and the newest in the law to make sure that you are practicing at the very best standards for your clients.
That's fantastic. What specific initiatives has the GTLA undertaken to support and educate trial lawyers in Georgia?
So we have three main large conventions every year that if you're a member of GTLA, you're, of course, invited to attend and register. We have the largest convention, which is the annual convention in the spring that's held in Buckhead. We have a summer convention that is usually at a beach location. called Auto Torts. That is a fun family-friendly convention. And then we have a holiday convention that's at the St. Regis every year. And all three of these conventions are focused around the educational CLE impact and having fantastic speakers to speak to our lawyers and continue to educate them in the area of law that we all practice. But there's also a social networking component as well. In between those three conventions, we have a variety of free lunch and learns that are put on by different committees within the GTLA leadership. And then we have a variety of kind of half-day CLEs that are also put on by the committees in GTLA leadership. Some of those include the Minority Caucus, the Women's Caucus, there's just a variety of different, the New Lawyers Division Caucus, there's a variety of different committees that put on their own educational components, some of those being free, some of those being ones that you have to register for. But if you're a member of GTLA, you have an opportunity to continually be educated at the highest level for our practice area.
And they're all amazing. I'm a witness of that. I couldn't choose one or two. I tried to go to as many as I can, pretty much everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Madeline, can you discuss maybe one or two recent successes or accomplishments of the Georgia Trial Lawyers Association's initiatives in promoting justice and fairness in the state of legal system of Georgia?
So certainly each legislative session, which is at the beginning of the year, each year for 40 days, we're very involved down at the Capitol in ensuring that laws stay intact that will allow the Seventh Amendment and Georgians' right to a civil jury trial to not be eaten away by potential legislation that could minimize folks' right and access to the courtroom doors. So we just finished up the 2024 legislative session, and thankfully we're able to keep civil justice and the civil justice system intact.
Okay. All right, Madeline, can you please elaborate how does the GTLA collaborate with other organizations and stakeholders to promote its initiatives and advocate for positive changes in trial law?
So we have within GTLA something that I was very proud to be a part of the leadership on in forming a diversity and inclusion committee, in addition to our minority caucus committee. And both of those committees work well, very well with other bar organizations within Georgia. So for example, this last year during my presidency, the diversity and inclusion committee reached out to all of the different interest groups, the Georgia Hispanic Lawyers, GABWA, which is the Black Women Lawyers, Gate City, all the different kind of minority groups that have bar associations here in Georgia, to invite them to come to the GTLA offices and let us all have an opportunity to get to know each other. I know the Stonewall Bar Association, which incorporates LGBTQ lawyers, also participated in that as well. So we really tried to be deliberate about reaching out to other bar associations and seeing if we can collaborate and work together to be the best lawyers that we can for our communities.
And you sure do. You sure do. Are there any current or upcoming initiatives of the Georgia Trial Lawyers Association that you are particularly excited about? You know, maybe you could mention maybe mental health besides all others.
Yes. So another committee that I was excited to be a part of putting together with the thoughts and ideas from several of our members was a mental health and wellness committee that we formed this past year. And that has been an exciting committee to watch because really they were given an open slate to make that into what they thought would be helpful for our members. Lawyering can be a very stressful job, and having a committee that just focuses on physical wellness and mental health and wellness, I think was something that we were proud to put into place. We've offered yoga for our members. We've offered, you know, Wellness Wednesday type tips. We had a family-friendly event that was put on around the holiday season. So they're always constantly looking at expanding what that mental health and wellness committee can do to be a benefit and resource to our members.
Thank you. Being a plaintiff's lawyer is a very demanding and stressful position and environment to be in. Are there any unique stressors or triggers that plaintiff's lawyers often encounter that can affect their mental well-being?
Certainly when folks are up on a deadline for a brief or a trial, or they're in the middle of trial, or they're going to have oral argument in court on, you know, a big motion, maybe a dispositive motion for the case, that can cause a lot of stress. And when we are under stress, oftentimes that can lead to anxiety. And then that means maybe not eating like we should, or exercising like we should, or drinking more than we should. So it's those kind of, you know, stress and anxiety that that is a result of the pressures of the practice of law that I think can sometimes get to us as plaintiff's lawyers. So I think trying to always keep in the forefront our physical and mental well-being helps us get through those stressful times.
And talking about these stressors, can you think of any common mental health challenges that plaintiff lawyers face in their profession?
I certainly think anxiety is one that is pretty common among lawyers. And I think that that likely starts back in law school because you're in a very high pressure, competitive environment. And then depending what kind of law firm or practice you go into after law school, sometimes there is that same high pressure and competitiveness between newer and associate lawyers in big law firms. So it's just kind of a culture that creates easily anxiety. That's why I mentioned, I think it's important for all of us to try to ensure that we are putting our health first, because we can't be good lawyers if we're not taking care of ourselves.
Very important. Yes. Could you offer some effective proven or proposed strategies for managing stress and preventing burnout in the field of plaintiff law, Madeline?
I think that making sure that we take some time where we are not looking at our phone, are not responding to emails, and just having some time to ourselves on a pretty regular basis is important. That may be 30 minutes of exercise. It may be 30 minutes of just a leisurely walk outside. It may be, you know, chilling in front of the TV and doing some Netflix shows. But I think the best way to prevent burnout is to be deliberate about building in some time that is not 24/7 lawyering. And it's easy to do 24/7 lawyering because of smartphones and the age of Zoom and everything else. And our jobs are ones that they're never done. Any lawyer will tell you, I'm never caught up. I'm, you know, never feeling like that. I'm on top of everything. And that's just a feeling you get in law school and it never goes away. But being able to compartmentalize that and focus on your mental and physical health, I think, is the best way to prevent burnout.
And in your opinion, how do you think can plaintiff lawyers prioritize self-care and maintain a healthy work-life balance while still advocating for their clients?
Certainly, I think that that changes as we grow and as we age and as we potentially grow our families. I think that, you know, lawyers that are right out of law school that maybe are, you know, don't have children yet, some do certainly. But if you're in a situation where you don't have children yet and don't have all the same family responsibilities, those are maybe the years that you can pour into your work so that when you do get to a point of wanting to step back a little bit or have a little bit of flexibility to grow your family, you don't have those same pressures and stressors that you maybe had right out of law school. So I think the best way, at least for me, for work-life balance is understanding what season I am in life and how that's going to impact my ability to work and how my working is going to impact my ability to have a healthy work-life balance.
And do you know of any support networks or resources available specifically for plaintiffs' lawyers to address their mental health needs?
So we have our committee within GTLA that those committee chairs have done more research into mental health resources beyond the general of meditation or yoga or some of the self-help that we see. We have the State Bar of Georgia that has free counseling for lawyers. That's not specific to plaintiff's lawyers. Any lawyers can have, I think it's up to 6 free counseling sessions anonymously with the State Bar of Georgia. So that's a fantastic resource. And then for plaintiff's lawyers, the American Association of Justice is kind of the federal organization of trial lawyers. And they also, through membership there, have a priority on making sure there are resources for folks that may need some mental health help.
It's amazing that we have all these resources to stay intact.
Yes.
How can trial lawyers and legal professionals in Georgia get involved with the Georgia Trial Lawyers Association's initiatives and contribute to their mission, following your footsteps?
Thank you. So the best way to get involved with GTLA is showing up. We have events all the time, whether that's a happy hour, whether it's a CLE, whether it is some kind of judicial meet and greet. There is always an event that you can go to almost weekly or every other week that GTLA is putting on. The best way to stay up to date is to follow us on social media, because that's where you'll see those save the dates for different events. But coming to the events then gives you an opportunity to network with people, and then you feel more comfortable coming to the next one because you recognize a few people, or maybe you got a few things out of the CLE and you're thinking, wow, I really learned something here. I want to learn some more. So the more you show up, the more you get out of the organization. The other way to really get involved kind of on a fast track level is by contributing to our political action committee and to our directed giving program. And both of those are financial contributions that help support our legislative efforts. And when people really kind of put their money where their mouth is, people notice that. And that's a great way to get involved kind of at a higher level quickly.
And has the GTLA, Georgia Trial Lawyers Association's initiatives led to any legislative or policy changes related to trial law in Georgia?
So certainly we always appreciate the opportunity that the legislature has given us through the years and the judicial branch has given us throughout the years to have a seat at the table when there is law being considered that impacts our practices. So we try very hard to ensure that laws that are being passed are not going to eat away at our practice. But more importantly, the Georgians throughout the state's ability to have their day in court in a civil matter.
Practicing law for how many years now?
Well, since 2011. So I guess that's about 13 years.
While, long while. And I'm sure you have dozens and probably hundreds of stories you could share with us today. But would you tell us one or two stories or testimonials from trial lawyers who have benefited from the GTLA initiatives?
Certainly. I have tried cases, jury trials across the state in dozens of counties. And something that had been so helpful for me when preparing for trial in a place that's outside of Greater Atlanta is having the friends and the resources I've met through GTLA that I can bring in as local counsel or ask advice from about the judge or my potential jury pool, or just issues that are specific to that rural county, for example, that maybe I just don't know about living in Atlanta. So being able to have the resource of the listserv and lawyers that are more experienced than I am has been fantastic through GTLA, but the friendships of lawyers across the state has really been invaluable on a personal level, but also on a business level, in that I'm able to better represent my client no matter where I go in Georgia, because in most places throughout the state, we've got a GTLA member there that is happy and willing to help.
And that's so great. I hope, my dear listeners and viewers, you've learned as much as I did today about the GTLA initiatives and importance of mental health for trial lawyers. But as promised, before we let you go, Madeline, I have one last question for you. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay. What's your most favorite childhood memory?
So something that I think about often when I think about things that are important to me and teaching my children is the example that I was given by the grandparents that I had on both sides, on my mom's side and my dad's side, their commitment to service in their community. And one of my favorite childhood memories is around the holidays. My granddad on my dad's side was a minister. And so their house was always full of people that maybe had nowhere to go during the holidays that were a member of the church, you know, maybe a college student that couldn't afford to fly home, or an elderly person that couldn't really leave their house, but to travel to loved ones, but could come over for Christmas Eve at my granddad's house. And then on my mom's side, my grandpa was the conductor of a university orchestra. So he had the same situation there. Students of the university that didn't really have the ability to go home, or maybe didn't have a lot of family to go to, came over to their house for Christmas Eve. So no matter whose grandparents' house I was at, I always got to meet new people that were thankful and happy and grateful to be there celebrating the holiday with us. But it also, with it being such a great memory, it also was just such a fantastic way to understand the importance of service to the community.
That's such a beautiful story. Thank you again so much for sharing it with all of us. If anyone needs your help and is looking for Stuart Miller Simmons trial attorneys, and also if it's somebody who's looking for GTLA to become a member, how can they reach you and how can they reach GTLA?
So I am very easy to get in touch with. You can go to our website, smstrial.com, and email me. You can go to the Georgia Trial Lawyers website and email me. You can follow me on Instagram. It's MNS_ESQ. You can DM me there. So a lot of different ways to reach me. I'm also on city council in the city of Brookhaven. So if you live in Brookhaven, I'm very easy to find on the city website as well. So certainly anything that I can do to help, I want to be a resource to folks. So feel free to reach out anytime.
I love it. That was, again, Attorney Madeline Simmons with Stuart Miller Simmons Trial Attorneys. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for listening and watching our story today. For more tips and tricks on legal funding and personal injury law related topics, follow me, download, like, and subscribe for It's Time for More Injury Funding podcast on several podcast platforms, including but not limited to Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and others worldwide. And follow More Injury Funding on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, Yelp, Google Business Profile, and my website at www.moreinjuryfinding.com. I can't wait to see you and listen to you again at my next coming episode. Until then, be well.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you very much.